I do this for my culture.
Peace and welcome to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in. All right, folks, we got to get into it. Did you know that former First Lady Miss Michelle Obama is on a book tour? Yes, apparently so does the rest of the country, as she tours not just bookstores, but arenas. Get this, her book tour tickets can go from $29.50 all the way up to $3,000. The big question I got for you, is she worth it? Is she worth it? Oh my gosh, so many layers to this conversation. How much would you go to see the former First Lady? We'll have that conversation. Plus, Tiger Woods redeems himself back on the golf course. We'll talk about that, the process of redemption. And, of course, we got a whole lot more. Stay riding with us. It's For the Culture on WEAA.
I do this for my culture.
So welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me, folks. Yes, yes, sir. Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. I'm so excited about tonight's show. Had a heated conversation with my production team about this one tonight, folks, because first, my wife brought it up to me, and I was like, let me kind of see what's going on. But then when I started to hear her thoughts on it, then I started to read what people were posting about it, I was like, oh, my goodness, there's something here that we definitely need to talk about. We need to talk about something right now. And it's this situation right now, if you don't know, but this situation around Michelle Obama's book tour tickets. You may have been hearing about this on social media. Well, apparently, this is a very, very, very special book tour. Former First Lady has decided she wasn't gonna have any old book tour. No, no, no. Forget the regular bookstore tour. You know, have an intimate setting. Mm-mm. You're going to crack open her new book at an arena. Michelle Obama said she's going to do her book tour by selling out arenas. Folks, I have never seen this. And this speaks volumes about where we are with our culture, right? But this is absolutely astounding, to say the least, that the ticket price to go and check out former First Lady Michelle Obama to get a copy of her book is well into the thousands of dollars, folks. I'm not making that up. The cheapest ticket that you could have gotten was $29.50. You know they're gone. They gone already. They were gone before they were even available to be sold. Gone. All right? $29.50. But now, the tickets that you expected to get, literally thousands of dollars. $1,500, $1,700, with tickets costing as much as, check this out. Can I get a little drum roll here? Can I get a drum roll? I'm gonna tell you how much these Michelle Obama book tour tickets really cost. $3,000.
Hell to the no. To the no, no, no. Hell no.
I'm not making this up, folks. $3,000 to get a ticket to see former First Lady Michelle Obama.
What?
Yes. $3,000. And here's what the $3,000 will get to you. For that price, you get to attend a meet and greet reception with former First Lady that includes a pre-show photo opportunity. Boy, I'm telling you, the culture of entertainment in this country is absolutely amazing. Everything is a show. Everything from politics to life. But you get a pre-show photo op, a signed book, and an exclusive VIP gift item, among some other perks. So that's what you would get for the $3,000. Here's the thing, folks. I want us to be clear that this conversation is not about bashing the former First Lady, but I think that we should ask ourselves some real questions, right? Some real, real questions. My biggest question is it worth it? If you spend thousands of dollars to get a book, and her latest book is going to be coming out, it's called Becoming. And this is a book that she describes herself as being a deeply personal experience. And the book will talk about her roots and how she found her voice as a woman. That's definitely what's up. As well as her time in the White House, her public health campaign, and her role as a mother. Mm. The book is published by Crown Publishing and will be released in 24 languages. And then 1 million copies will be donated to First Book, which is an American nonprofit organization which provides books and other learning materials to children. They're based out of Washington, D.C. So the first 1 million copies is going to be there. But her book is called Becoming, and it is it's absolutely astounding. Now, here's the thing. On social media has no cut card, especially Black Twitter, and folks are just so upset. There is an ongoing debate about this. The debate is, okay, this is the former First Lady, a Black woman, a woman that we all admire, we all love, and certainly appreciate. But some folks are really questioning now, particularly Black women are questioning whether Michelle Obama, this idea of her, where her values have been over, her and her husband was in the White House. Some people are asking the question, like, who are you doing this book tour for? Rich Homie Juan on Twitter said, I love Michelle Obama. I do. She is everything. But I'm sorely disappointed in how expensive these book tour tickets are. Bees Honey says, this Michelle Obama book tour may effectively price out the ones who would most benefit most from seeing and hearing her. Mm. And that's the big concern. That is one of the biggest issues that I've found, that my team has found, that we're seeing that this situation may put her into a place where the people that need to really learn from her, and that's probably all of us. I mean, let's not even joke around. That's probably all of us. That we can all learn something from the former First Lady in her experiences as mother, her experience as a woman, certainly her experience as a wife of the President of the United States. I mean, we can really learn some great things from them. But I'm only asking the question just because there's a lot of conversation about this. And this is where we are as a culture as well, right? That doesn't matter what you are or where you start from, somewhere along the line, you become this celebrity. You become this figure that people start to admire and to even praise and to even just raise up on a pedestal. Whether you're coming from the political space, whether you're coming from healthcare, it's like after you've done your time in those respective professions, boom, the next step is being a celebrity. Write a book about your experience. Make a movie about your life. What else? You know, really capitalize off of that level of celebrity. And that speaks volumes about where we are as a people, that we have created that culture where these individuals who can, I mean, literally, I mean, you're a politician, you're a public servant, and now you are a celebrity. And the hard part about this is that sometimes, as much as we like to believe and hope that folks are able to make a difference between a Michelle Obama and a Beyonce, and certainly there are some very, very real differences between the two women. In this magazine, in this article for Glamour magazine, the first line just goes to show us that sometimes that difference can be hard to differentiate. Check this out. Glamour put out their article about the ticket prices. They said Michelle Obama and her BFF, Beyonce, have a lot in common. Now, Michelle Obama and Beyonce. Beyonce's a singer. Michelle Obama, she's not just the first lady. She studied law. She has started programs, public health. She's an advocate. I mean, she's done a lot. Beyonce is an entertainer. But this writer says they're strong women. They're constantly referred to as queen. And people are willing to shell out hundreds, maybe even thousands, for a ticket to see them. And that's where the blurry line is. That sometimes many of us won't be able to differentiate, to tell the difference between a person that should be admired, and both of them should be admired, for their great talents and skills and using their platforms to talk about a host of things. But some people would see them as Michelle Obama and Beyonce. When you look at the book tour schedule, folks have been complaining and saying her book tour schedule looks like a tour schedule that you would see a Jay-Z or Beyonce on, or even a Madonna on, because she's selling out arenas across the country, the Wells Fargo's arena. She's going to be at the Capitol Center. I mean, she's selling out arenas. Is she, and what her book has to say, worth it? That's my two cents, and I certainly hope that you're counting it. Look, folks, I want to get to your thoughts. I want to share your thoughts. I need to get you to your calls because I want to talk about this celebrity idea. I want to talk about, does this change your perception of the former first lady? Is she cashing in? Because just as much as she is on this book tour, her husband is on this campaign trail stumping to invite people to go out and to vote in the midterm elections. Is that by coincidence, coinkydink, or is that by design? We're going to talk about it. And we got to ask the question, is this a distraction or an attraction? So much to get to. So many people are checking in on our Facebook page. Definitely you do the same at For the Culture 88.9 on Facebook. Also, you can check me out on Faraji Muhammad. We're broadcasting live on Facebook, and we're going to get to your calls as well. So much to get to in this first hour. Stay riding with me. We're talking about Michelle Obama. Is her message, her experience worth the money that she's charging for her book tour tickets? You let me know. Stay riding with us. It's For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. We'll be right back.
I do this for my culture. I do this for my culture.
Peace and welcome back to For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. All right, folks, tonight we're talking about Michelle Obama and her book tour tickets. Oh, my goodness. They are definitely selling out. Selling out. And I'm not talking about small places, folks. I'm talking about big places. Wells Fargo Center.
What?
Yeah. Michelle, you know, when you do it like Michelle Obama does it, man, you can't just do a regular joint. You can't go to like a New York City, you know, one of my production assistants say, hey, what about a bookstore in New York City? What about one of, no, it's Michelle Obama, baby. You have to go to an arena with 15 and 17 and 20,000, 30,000 people. Holding up your book. Question is she worth it? Is the message of former First Lady Michelle Obama, is it worth the thousands of dollars? Is it worth the time? Or have we created a situation, a monster, not in talking about her, just in terms of this culture of celebrity in this country, when it's attached to everybody? Everybody is a celebrity, whether you're in the ministry of the faith, whether you're coming out of politics, whether you're a doctor or a lawyer. At some point in the course of your profession, in your trajectory, in the course of your path, you become a celebrity. And now folks are cashing in big time on that name, on that image, on that brand. That's what it's all about. Is this modern day America? Yes, it is. This is America, folks. Let's go to the phone line, see what you got to say. And I want folks to check in on our Facebook page, For the Culture 88.9 as well, to tell me what your thoughts are. All right, let's go kick it off with our first time caller from Randallstown, C. C, what's your take on this?
Well, I think it's a disgrace, really.
Wow.
I mean, she was in the White House for 8 years. Did she save her pennies? Well, what is it going to do for my life just reading about her? What am I going to get out of it? Is this money going back to people of color, or is she just going to blow up her pocketbook?
That's a good question. I'm not sure. I mean, I think, like I said, I believe everybody can learn something from her, but that's really interesting. So you're saying right now she's not worth it. The message is not worth that amount of money.
No, it should be free.
It should be free. Well,
yes, it should be free.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can write a book too, and I think she will really benefit from something I have to say.
I hear that loud and clear, AC.
That's right. She got to be in my shoes to tell me something. I mean, she's on the gravy train, okay? I'm yet to get there.
I hear that. C, from Randallstown, thank you so much for checking in. Our first time caller kicking it off tonight. Mr. Leo Barrows from Bolton Hill. Talk to me, sir. What's your take on this?
My brother Faraji Muhammad, how are you today?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you, Leo?
Well, I can't afford it. I can't afford $3,000.
You can afford it, but Leo, brother Leo, I know you can afford the cheapest tickets right now on the streets, brother Leo, is $8.50.
$8.50.
No, sir. No, we're talking about First Lady. We not just talking.
You mean
$850, right?
Oh, no, I can afford $100. that's about it. Let me just say this.
Go ahead.
I love Michelle Obama in terms of the image that she projected while First Lady. And right now, as we speak, I'm looking at a picture of Michelle, her husband, and the girls, a color picture that was given me of the family. So their image, the image they projected was a positive image. And, of course, Obama is building a library in Chicago, is he not?
Yes.
They've selected the site, and that's going to cost money. And he's on the campaign trail to helping other Democrats. In a capitalistic society, you can do whatever you want as long as it's legal. And as long as she can amass support from people who have the money to go for the game that she's running, keep on running it. But the reality is that We don't know what she's going to do with the money. I'm sure she'll probably do good things that will help benefit African people, I would hope, first and foremost. But celebrity is real in a capitalistic society, especially if you're talented or well-known. And you capitalize, whether it's music or the arts in some way, artistic performances, or you're just a great lawyer. You know, you capitalize on how well-known you are or how well-known you've become. So they both have six-figure incomes, I'm assuming, she and her husband.
Oh, absolutely. Not just six, Brother Leo. They're probably looking at about seven or eight, but I'll say at least seven.
Yeah. Well, I won't begrudge money making. I'm only saying that from my perspective, do your thing. I will eventually maybe get a copy of a book, but I like the image that she projected as First Lady. And remember, they are capitalists. You cannot be president of the United States. No one can become president of the United States who's not a capitalist. I can't imagine that. So they're doing their thing to make money for their respective causes, and I understand it, and I don't begrudge what they do. But I'm not going to put them down. It's legal. Then do your thing.
Leo Barrels, check it in. Thank you so much for checking in, Leo. Let's go to Alyssa. Alyssa, thank you so much for checking in. What's your take on this? Michelle Obama book tour tickets, is she worth it, or is the methods worth it? Oh, we lost Alyssa. Alyssa, give us a call back. We certainly want to hear from you. You know, let's go to Miss Judy from Northwest Baltimore. Miss Judy, talk to me.
How you doing today?
I'm good, Miss Judy. How are you?
I'm doing fine until I heard that first-time caller call and put down the first black woman.
Okay.
Who became the first lady of the United States. Instead of praising her for being brilliant, you call and say, what can she tell you? She can tell you how to become the first lady. That's what she could tell you. I don't understand. I've never yet heard a white woman call a radio station and put down another white woman for putting a book out.
Well, the question becomes...
And you don't have to buy a $3,000 ticket.
Yeah.
You can buy a $29 ticket or wait till it comes on a bookshelf at Barnes & Noble and buy it. But to put her down saying she can't tell me nothing, that's one of the most ignorant things to hear a black woman say about another black woman. We put each other down so much. This is why we are stuck in the mud and we can't get out as a race. We put each other down too much. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard a black woman say. Have a good day.
All right, Miss Judy. Well, thank you so much for sharing your thoughts. Now, I don't want this to become a war between the sisters now. I'm definitely not trying to do that. We're not trying to do that up in here, but we are trying to have a conversation, right? We're just trying to have a conversation about worth. We're trying to have a conversation about celebrity. Of course, the first lady, I mean, she is the first black, you know, former first lady, black woman. You know, they were able to get through 8 years. But I think that was something, what Leo had to say is something that we should consider. This is capitalism at its best, right? I mean, this is what we want to see. Would you want to see this? But I've been seeing that based upon social media, you know, a lot of sisters, a lot of you are asking the question, who are you trying to appeal to? You know, with these cars, are you really getting to the women and to the people that need to hear your message? That is a balancing act if there wasn't one. Look, we got to take a quick break. When I come back, Shazelle, Tavon, Clay, Dennis, and Rhonda from White Marsh wants to check in. Plus, I got to share with you what folks are saying on our Facebook page. A very lively conversation about this whole issue. Stay riding with us. We got so much more in the next 30 of For the Culture right here on your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA 88.9 FM. We'll be right back. Culture. and welcome back to For the Culture. Right here on your source for cool jazz and more. WEAA 88.9 FM and WEAA.org. Absolutely the voice of the community. I'm your host, Faraji Muhammad. Thank you so much for checking in and riding with me, folks. Oh, my gosh. This has kicked off a heated conversation. A heated conversation about First Lady Michelle Obama, former First Lady, as she embarks upon a book tour with tickets that range from $29.50 all the way up to $3,000. She's coming to the Capitol Center in Washington, D.C. Folks are like online saying, First Lady, we love you, but I can't. My pockets. My pockets are just a little bit too short to hang out with you in the arena to pump up the book. Irene checked in and said on our Facebook page, although she is worth every dime, I think the costs are ridiculous for the everyday man and woman. Sheila checked in and said, look, I was registered for pre-sale and still the cheapest I found was $850. And that was right at 10 a.m. when pre-sale started. You got to be quicker than that, Sheila. You can't be registered for pre-sale. You have to create the pre-sale. Who else checked in? Look, man, Neil checked in and said, look, if people can't afford to go to the book tour, just buy the book. The only people who should go to the tour are the ones with the means to do so. We don't own Michelle Obama as much as we want to claim her. The book won't cost $3,000. So those who want to learn from and be inspired by her should buy her book and read it. We create idols in this country and then complain when people actually do it. Neil. Woo. Oh, my gosh. Man, I'm trying to heat a debate. Andre Checkton just said, respect, bruh. Lil Needham said, we definitely need to talk about it. Robert said, look, let First Lady Michelle Obama make her own money. Let President Obama make his money. How come we're questioning them after serving in the White House? All presidents and sometimes their wives make money after serving in the White House. After all the BS that they dealt with, they deserve it. How come we are questioning them, but we never question all the white former presidents and first ladies for making their money after serving in that White House? Just be happy for them and let them make their money. If you're that interested in the book, buy the book and read it. If not, carry on with your life. Travis said, she is worth every dime. Her message is about family for 8 years. If people didn't grab a hold to the message in 8 years, they have failed themselves. Some people just want something for free. That's all. Who complains about Phillips seafood prices? You go and eat and pay. Why? Because you got a good meal and customer service. Her message has been go high when they go low. She had a message to women for 8 years. Man, oh, man. Just let them live, huh? That's what Jay-Z said. Can I live? All right, let's go back to the line, see what you got to say with your jam-packed. Rhonda from White Marsh, you saying, Rhonda, that this is kind of out of character for former First Lady Michelle Obama, right?
Yeah, that's what I think. How are you doing, Faraj?
I'm good, Rhonda. How are you?
I'm good. My opinion is that it is not consistent with what she and her husband had portrayed to us in the public eye for the time that they were in the White House and even before they got into the White House. Now, I'm not saying they're perfect because I think that we all would be fooling ourselves to say that they're perfect individuals. However, I will say that everyone has handlers, and you know when you get to a certain level, there are people promoting these things, there are people planning these things, and I will go out on a limb and say that Michelle Obama had absolutely nothing to do with the price points that went into planning this event.
You don't think so?
I don't think that she was the one that chose the price points. Absolutely not.
Okay.
She's way above that. She's not a promoter. She is not signing contracts and negotiating this type of thing with the venue. This is way above. She's way above that. So she has people working for her that are doing this. Now, the other thing I want to say is I'm really hope that the money that's going to go into, you know, the big pot for these $3,000 price points are actually going to be used for some type of charitable cause. Mm. That is really my hope, because they don't need the money. They don't need the money, and they do not strike me as greedy individuals. Now,
right.
I could be totally wrong.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
I love my black president, and I'm very, very proud of what they did during the time they were there. And I love Michelle Obama. I just don't get the sense that she's all about money. It does not come across that way.
Yeah.
And they're not struggling in any way. And as you said, the woman is an educated woman. She's a former attorney. She was a hospital vice president, administrator of a hospital. She's done a lot. She was his supervisor before he became who he became. So,
right.
No. I think that starting at $29 and going all the way up to $3,000, that was some brainchild of someone that's working for her. And I would even dare say she probably found out about these price points after everything kicked off. Because that is just the nature of how these things go. So I'm not defending greed at all, but I do hope that some of this money goes towards something, some type of foundation, something having to do with our people. That is what my comment is. I support her 100%. And if I had $3,000, I'm not spending $3,000 to go and do that. That's not how I choose to spend disposable income, because that could go into savings for me and my children.
How about that?
That's my 2 cents.
Hey, that's your 2 cents. You're going to keep that. Rhonda from White Marsh, it's a great pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for checking in. So we're talking about Michelle Obama and her book tour tickets. The prices are, some folks are saying, just straight through the roof for the former first lady's visit. Her itinerary, she hitting the major cities, folks. She don't do small towns. No. Former first lady said, look, I'm going to do Chicago. She's going to be at the United Center, Los Angeles, the Forum, Washington, D.C., Capitol Center. Then she goes to Boston for the TP Garden. Then she comes back to D.C. for the Capital One Arena. And then Philly, she's doing Wells Fargo Center. Brooklyn, Barclays Center. Detroit, Little Caesars Arena. Denver, she's out at the Pepsi Center. San Jose, she's at the S&P Center. Dallas, she's at the American Airlines Center. And then she's back home. She's back in Brooklyn for the Barclays Center. And her tour, her book tour, is actually under the tour Live Nation. Do you know who Live Nation is? Live Nation is the same people that do the tour for Jay-Z, Beyonce, and some of today's biggest acts. Can we just say no coinky dink? All right, let's go back to the phone line, see what you got to say. 410-319-8888. Dennis from D.C., what's your take on this?
Thanks, Malazi, for taking my call, man.
You're welcome, man.
You know, this is, I'm not a bit surprised because, you're dealing with a bunch of firsts here. You know, you got the first black elected president.
Yeah.
First lady.
Yep.
And her kids. So, you know, 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 40, 50 years down the road, these people will always have a huge celebrity status, like it or not. This is just what, this is what they are.
Right.
They are first. They are the first black African-American to sit in the White House.
Yep.
Automatically, that guarantees them a place, a permanent celebrity, as long as they draw breath. And not only them, but their children and their children's children. So we can look for this for years to come. Would I pay $3,000? No, I would not. There's a whole lot more I could do with the $3,000.
Right.
Than going for books. I like what one of the young ladies said, though. You know, she is a person to be admired and emulate.
Yeah.
I mean, the woman has achieved in the last 20 or 30 years of her life what most of us want to see in a lifetime. And I truly believe that she, when she was serving as First Lady, she did her very best to represent the best that black people had to offer. She carried herself with dignity and care and love for her people and of all people. I give her that.
Yes.
The book deal, I'm not a bit surprised that the prices are what they are. And one young lady said that she doesn't have a hand, and I beg to differ. I'm quite sure that before they put these prices out, they ran it by her to see if she thought that it was exorbitant or wasn't enough.
I would think so. Either that or somebody's got to talk to her. I think at this point, there should be some real conversation with her. And again, I'm not saying that she can't make money, but you got a lot of hands in the pot.
Yeah, and so
with a business like this, a situation like this, you got to pay for the arena. You got to pay for your promoters. You got to pay for the distribution. I mean, you got a lot of different hands in the pot.
A lot of overhead, right? A lot of overhead. And I do think that this stuff goes into the overdrive. You know, here's Michelle Obama. So nationally, you know, especially those especially the hookers, it's gonna blow her head up with a whole bunch of nonsense. But the fact of the matter is, let's hope that the money that she does garner from this book tour, and it looks like an expensive book tour, that a percentage of will go to the communities most needed of it for the people who need it.
Absolutely.
And that's another thing too. You know, let's stop looking at leaders because of what they've done to help to pull ourselves up. We need to do things on our own. You know, they sit in the White House. They did the best that they could do. I think Obama could have did a lot more if he had more cooperation. Well, that's a whole other storyline.
And there it is. Hey, Dennis. Dennis, I really appreciate you, and I thank you so much for checking in. Let's go back to the lines, folks. We're talking about Michelle Obama. We're talking about the book tour tickets. People are just throwing their hands in the air in both praise and anger. What's your take on this? Is she worth it? Is the message worth it? I don't want to say is she worth it. She's a diamond. But is her message worth it? Is what she offering worth that amount of money? Just asking a question. Let's go to Giselle out of Baltimore. Giselle, thank you for your patience. What's your take?
Yes, I appreciate being on here tonight.
Yes, ma'am.
And my take is she is well worth it. Her and her husband is well worth it.
Well, yeah, personally, I think, like I said, they're diamonds, right?
Yeah.
They're diamonds. Yeah. But now we're getting to the nuts and bolts of it. We're getting to the meat and potatoes of the situation, Giselle.
At the end
of the day, they're trying to sell a book.
Right, and I'm getting ready to get to it.
Yes, ma'am.
And when anybody else, as far as president's wives, went out there and made money, nobody said nothing. You know why? Because they were all white. And I hate to say that, but they don't care about the white man making money. But every time we as a black people make any kind of money, it's a problem. Now, you can go out and support any kind of arena you want to, football, this, that, and the third. People don't have a problem with paying tickets for that or getting things that they know they want to see. But any time that we as a people do something,
mm-hmm.
our own people have a problem with somebody of color making money. And the message that she had, she then had a message for 8 years. And she didn't get paid for it.
Yeah.
So now that she's accumulating a few dollars, and she's making it affordable for those who can afford it and making it have a price set for people who have money that can spend the $3,000. What's wrong with her making a few dollars? Like y'all were saying before, you got overhead promoters and all of this. So it's not like she's getting every dollar of it. Some of that money is going to the people that's helping her push it.
Yeah.
So I wish her much success in what she's doing, and I hope she accumulates as much dollars as she can get.
All right. Giselle from Baltimore, check it in. Thank you so much, Giselle. All right, folks, the conversation continues to be heated on our Facebook page. Sharon checked in and said, I love her, always will, but I am not liking the fact that she isn't coming to Baltimore. Exactly. Maybe if she came to Baltimore, the prices would go down a little bit. Neil checked in and said, George W. Bush charges $500,000 minimum for appearances and speaking fees, right? I don't understand why people are angry. Do we think that Michelle Obama sat down and said that she wants people to pay $3,000? That's the fee for the meet and greet, security, promoters' fees, and others. Celebrities cost money, and she's a big one. Theodore, that's very true. Very, very true, Neil. Theodore checked in and said, welcome to America. Taking advantage of her celebrity, the public has to choose to spend your dollars. Yep. Andre said, one thing for sure, you won't see too many Negroes. Okay. Okay. Let's go back to the line, see what you got to say. Let's go to Tavon out of Baltimore. Tavon, what's your take on this? Would you kick out that $3,000 or $2,000 or $1,500 for the first lady?
If I had $3,000 to just kick it out, it wouldn't be an issue. Because if I had it to spend it to begin with, it's not an issue. Like, we spend on what we want to spend on. I might think a pair of Jordans is worth $200 and somebody else may think it's worthless.
Right.
But my thing is, wow, it's sad that we always bashing each other when we making money. Like, the one lady, she subconsciously jumped on Michelle Obama, talking about she got something to say. If you have a book, if you have something to say, we want to hear it. We want to hear it. You don't have to bash the next person to get your point across. Like, it's unreal. Nike made $6 billion since that Colin Kaepernick ad came out, and nobody flinched. Nobody flinched.
Yeah.
$3,000 is not even 1% of that $6 billion. And nobody flinched at Nike. Nobody called Phil Knight or boycotted the Nike office out in Oregon. But yet, we could talk about her selling the book.
Well, look, and trust me, I appreciate you for definitely saying, Tavon, that, you know, and I think there's this kind of back and forth that people don't want to see black folks have money. I don't know if that's necessarily the case. I don't know if it's about we don't want to see each other have money. The big thing that speaks out for me is the timing of everything, okay? If we was – would we see this type of – this fervor – coming from the Obamas if it wasn't an election year? Because her husband is on the campaign trail. And let's not forget that out of that $65 million book deal that they got, that was a joint book deal for each one of them to release their book. So it's like Michelle is releasing the first one. Her husband is out there campaigning. Then soon enough, former President Barack Obama will release his book. And so my thing is about timing. Like, what are the Obamas trying to do? Is it just a book deal, or even more, is it something like a call to action for folks to get back to voting Democrat in the upcoming midterm election? I don't know. I'm just throwing it out there. And given the fact of where we are in this country, whether you're black, white, Asian, or Latino, who are you trying to get to? And that's all I'm trying to understand. Who are you trying to get to, Mrs. Obama? Are you trying to get to the everyday working woman, the single mother, or the wife who is that's working, got to work two jobs or three? Like, who are you trying to get to? Or are you trying to get to a different socioeconomic woman, background, a socioeconomic woman? I'm trying to just understand. I think we have every right to ask questions when things come up, not in the spirit of hate, but more in the spirit of understanding. Tavon, yes, sir, real quick.
I was going to say, well, she's obviously trying to get to the people that has the money that will pay it for whatever reason, like you said, but like the donors, the people donate, people give money, whatever. Let's be real here, and I'm going to say this real quick. A lot of us don't like to pay prices, whether it's $29 or $3,000. Let's just be straight up right now.
Yeah.
We always trying to talk each other down on our prices, but these Chinese people, and there's no knock on them, they can be at the end of our block, and they won't give you a dime off an egg roll.
Right.
Nobody's complaining. So you can't have it both ways.
You can't have it both ways. You definitely can't have
it to you.
Yeah. Yeah, Tavon, I appreciate you, but I think you're absolutely right. You can't have it both ways. We have to figure it out. Let's go back to the line, 410-319-8888. Let me just share with you really quickly. If you go to Ticketmaster, they have the prices. So the floor seats are about $950 right now, floor seats, which is right in front of the stage, right? And then they have one section of the floor seats, which is $950, but then they have another section of floor seats, which is $1,650. Yep. And their tickets went all the way up for the Capital One Arena. Their tickets went all the way up to $3,000. And as low as $950, $950, $1,650, $1,685, $2,500, $2,750, and $3,000. This is from Ticketmaster. Ticketmaster. And this is for November the 17th at 8 o'clock p.m. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. With the First Lady, you're gonna have a great time. I love her favorite. I love when she sings this. Oh, she's not an entertainer. All right, let's go back to the lines. Clay from Baltimore. Clay, you think it's too high or no?
For taking my call, Mr. Muhammad, and you have a fantastic show.
Thank you so much, Clay. So much.
First and foremost, I'd like to start off by saying I don't care.
Come on.
If she was selling those tickets for $1 billion a piece.
Uh-oh, Clay.
If you can afford to go see her, go see her. If you can't, so be it. See,
right.
I grew up in a conscious family.
Mm.
So who am I supporting? I'll probably never meet Mrs. Obama ever in my life.
Mm.
However, I do know Miss Hattie Mae Jenkins next door that fed me when I was hungry, who's selling dinners on the weekend.
Come on, come
That's
on.
That's who I'm supporting.
Come on.
The local Boys and Girls Club that I played football for growing up. That's who I'm supporting. The politician that's running for public office in my community, who have my interests and the community's interests at heart. That's who I'm giving my money to. That's who I'm supporting.
Yeah.
Hey, we cannot get distracted, you know. But hey, if she can make that kind of money, so be it, yo. So be it. She does not live in my community.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? That's mm-hmm. not to say that I would not donate to a car. Let's just say she had, you know, she was trying to help the homeless or something like that, you know. And she had a way that we can donate to homeless causes, you know, to stop illiteracy or things of that nature. But you know, I can't reach for someone, you know, who's not in my community. I might be able to admire them from afar, you know. But if Mrs. Obama, you yank them ticket prices as high as you can. Those who can afford it, fine. Those who cannot, so be it. I'm donating my money to the community that I live in. You know, I'm giving back to what gave me when I came up. That's all I'm saying, Mr. Muhammad.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
And thank you so much for taking my call.
Hey, Clay, you're welcome, brother. You're welcome. Look, folks, here's the thing, though. Here's the thing. I want us to kick it out. I'm going to kick this thing on another level, too, right? Because there's the other part about it is this. We have the conversation about knowing your worth. And I'm just throwing some stuff out there. Just throwing out there that this can be a great example of knowing your worth. Former First Lady, she like, look, I got a platform. I lived through 8 years. I came out of that thing bigger and better than ever. I'm going to allow this to happen. Knowing your worth, right? But the reality is, some of you might be upset when I say this, but I'm going to just tell you. The reality is that we all couldn't charge that, right? But her experience has allowed her to have a platform. Her experience have allowed her to have that type of attracting power. But more importantly, her experience has allowed her to be heard. She talks about in her book, Having a Voice, this is the way she's going to be heard. So isn't this the whole thing about knowing your worth? Are we saying that now that when you know your worth, but you got to keep it in you got to keep it in a certain container. Hey, don't go too far knowing your worth. Keep it in a box. Are we saying that? Let's go back to the lines. Mr. Thomas out of Baltimore, what's your take on this?
Hey, brother Faraji, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Let me tell you something, man. That crab in the barrel mentality that black folks have, that's got to be a Baltimore thing.
Wait a minute, you just say Baltimore. It don't happen in, we don't have black folk, we don't have a crab in the barrel mentality in Milwaukee and Cleveland and Chicago and Los Angeles.
That's got to be a Baltimore thing.
Just Baltimore.
I'm going to tell you why I said that, Faraji.
Go ahead, Thomas.
Is this the same group of black women that turned their backs on Donna Edwards when she ran for the Senate?
I don't know.
Brought her down. And I'm going to tell you something, black people and black women. Them $3,000 tickets ain't for you. But I'm going to tell you who they're for. Them 53% of them white women that voted for Donald Trump, that's who them $3,000 tickets are for. Okay? Faraji.
Yeah.
What's the difference in her making money the legal way when you got this sitting president who has not separated himself from his corporation?
I got you.
When dignitaries come in town, they go stay at Trump Towers.
You're right.
Still making their money, which is illegal.
Right. You're right. Here's the thing, though. Here's a real Thomas. So look, here's the thing, bro. The thing is, what about the next generation of young black women who would love to hear what the first lady has to say? Maybe having a meet and greet with the HBCUs in those areas, right? Talking just to the women.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like something of that nature to kind of offset the capitalistic tone that the tour has. Huh?
Somebody in the Washington D.C. area must want to see her because she's coming back twice.
Well, let's keep it real. You and I both know, and I'm saying that specifically, Thomas. When you go through Washington D.C., you're going through money. Let's keep it real.
And she's going back-to-back dates there.
Right.
The Barclays Center.
All right.
In New York, she's going back-to-back dates there. Money. Them 53% of them white women who voted for Donald Trump. This is their book tour right now, okay? They're going to pay that money. Why? Because some of them has never been that close to greatness before.
Well, I hope so. Here's the thing, real quick. You got to think about Michelle Obama is no bigger, is such a major hero. And Thomas, I got to let you go, but I thank you so much for checking in. Michelle Obama, her biggest admirers are working class women, black women, brown women, working class women. Right. And so the sentiment that I've heard from my wife to other folks, they're saying, look, what about the nurses, the teachers? What about black women who are working the two jobs to get that opportunity? Right. That's a valid question. That's a very, very valid question. I will say this, though. We're going to take a quick break. I will say this, that 10% of the ticket sales are going to charities, schools, and community groups. 10%. But I would always like to, you know, here's the thing, folks. I so wish we had a coalition, a network, a consortium when black celebrities or black high-profile figures decide to donate, that consortium can help to steer those resources in the right direction so those resources really impact the people that it needs to impact. I really, really wish, and I'm talking about this on a national level, you know, a black donate consortium. Like, you can go to this group of people who represent all fields of endeavor in this country for black folk, and then you can sit down and say, look, I'm going to make a $10 million or $2 million donation. Where do I need to take my money? And those individuals can help guide that person. Because I want to see, I don't want us to just give away to charities. And when we say that now, let's be honest, the sentiment is that's never going to touch the people it needs to touch. Man, oh man. Look, we got to take a quick pause. When we come back, so many of you are checking in. I'm loving it. John, Sarah, Eric, Dwayne, Brother Daniel, Cheryl are checking in. Folks are checking in on our Facebook page at FortiCulture889. Make sure you hit me up on my personal Facebook page at Faraji Muhammad. Stay riding with me. On the second hour, we're going to continue this conversation about Michelle Obama, ticket prices of her book tour, celebrity, and asking the question, is it all worth it? Stay riding with us. It's For the Culture right here on your source for cool.